Hello, I'm Cara Marinucci. Welcome to our podcast.
And I'm Erin Johnson. Today we are exploring walking as meditation. I find this especially enjoyable now, in the spring, when the air is cool and clear and so many flowers and trees are in bloom.
Yes, and I really enjoy walking on the trails in the park near my home. And it makes me think of the meditation teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, who said, "Peace is every step." And the real miracle is not to walk either on water or thin air, but to walk on earth. Every day we are engaged in a miracle which we don't even recognize. A blue sky, white clouds, green leaves, our own two eyes. All is a miracle.
Well said. Walking meditation offers us the opportunity to connect with our body as it connects with the earth. And whether we are outside or inside, you can practice this form of meditation. To start, take a moment and stand up. Bring awareness to your breath and how it feels to be standing. Keep your eyes open, but maintain a soft focus a few feet in front of you so that you're not distracted by looking around. From the standing position, start to take a step and pay attention to the foot slowly, mindfully, taking that first step. Be aware of the heel striking the ground and then rolling onto the ball of the foot and completing the movement through the toes. Notice the other foot starting to come up as the first completes the step. Take a few more steps this way, slowly, mindfully. And then stop and turn around and continue to take another step and another. Mindfully continue your focus on each step. And now gradually increase your speed so that you're walking at a normal pace. If you find your mind wandering to thoughts, worries, plans, gently bring your focus back to walking. And now, come back to a standing position, again noticing how it feels to be standing.
And now once you practice with this close focus on each step, you can then practice expanding the field of your awareness to take in the scenery around you. Again, just bring awareness to the present moment as you're standing, and then as you begin stepping, gently, slowly walking. And you may notice the judging mind saying things like, "I like this flower," or, "I don't like that old junk pile." And as you notice, allow yourself to just let go of the thinking and return your awareness to walking. Be present in this moment. You can then practice letting go of the expanded awareness and slowing your pace. Bring awareness back to just this step, and now this one. And as you take a few more steps, you can gradually increase your pace to a normal walking pace again. You can continue like this, expanding your field of awareness, and also then bringing the focus back in to the stepping as you go.
And this simple practice can be used at any time. I encourage my clients to practice walking meditation from my office back to their car when I first introduce it to them. And then gradually, they may integrate this into other walking moments or choose to walk a specific path with the intention of mindfulness meditation.
A profound type of walking meditation involves walking a labyrinth. A labyrinth is a pattern, usually in the form of a large circle, that has only one path beginning at the outer edge and leading in a circuitous way into the center. Unlike a maze, which is designed to make you lose your way, a labyrinth is created to help you find your path.
That's very nice. Labyrinths are archetypes for wholeness. They're found in cultures throughout history all over the world. When I was in Austria last year, I was hiking at the top of a mountain, and I came upon a labyrinth made of grass, paths outlined with stone. Simplicity of the labyrinth against the incredible beauty of the view from the mountain was breathtaking.
That sounds lovely.
It was.
In recent years, people have been rediscovering labyrinths as tools for spiritual transformation and contemplative meditation. Like sitting meditation, walking invites you to enter into the experience with an open heart and an open mind. It asks you to be present while letting go of each moment and releasing what arises in the body and the mind.
And there's no right or wrong way to walk a labyrinth. You can walk it at any pace. You can pause and stop in certain places. You can even dance it if you like. Some people walk labyrinths to reduce stress, and others to inspire creativity and imagination. You can set an intention or have a mantra, or explore images or metaphors as they come into your awareness.
One of the ways to approach a labyrinth walk is to pause before entering the labyrinth and allow yourself to focus on an intention for the walk. It may be simply being mindful. And it also might be a more personal question or concern, like, what is the next step on my path in my life? Or being with my grief and loss. Once an intention is made, you can step onto the path of the labyrinth and start walking. And in following the path towards the center, you can release or let go of distractions as they arise.
Yes, and then once you're in the center, you can pause for several minutes to receive clarity or illumination. And when you're ready, you can follow the path back out. On the way back out, it's time for integrating what has been discovered and gathering a renewed sense of direction.
Labyrinths can be found in many places in the world. And I know I like to look for them when I travel. And I enjoyed walking one when I was in Sedona last year. I was also surprised one time to just find one in a small park in Lewis, Delaware. So labyrinths may be indoors or outdoors, small, medium, or large, simple, or elaborate. And if you're interested in finding a labyrinth in your area or when you travel, you can go online to the Worldwide Labyrinth Locator on the web at labyrinthlocator.com.
Well, I think I'm ready for a walking meditation. How about you?
Oh, yes, and it's a great day for it.
Well, we hope you'll join us in our walking meditation. Get outside if you can, or find a labyrinth and experience the miracle of walking on this earth.
And do visit us again in 2 weeks when our focus will be gratitude. And again, you can always visit us at Facebook or on our website at www.integrativemusicinstitute.com. Until then, be well.